10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal.
Oh, I'd say that's a lie because all systems are not nominal today. Oh, my goodness. You know, yesterday I realized I didn't have anybody to be on the show today. And so I put out the call and I got a ton of people. And, you know, being kind of the democratic, you know, first come, I figure first come, first serve. That's sort of a democratic thing, maybe. So I let somebody have this slot. And those of you who follow me on Facebook know who it is, but, and I just checked my notes and they did not show up. And I said, would you like to be here tomorrow? And they said, I would love to be here tomorrow. And then I sent them all the stuff and that was it. So hopefully they're okay. You know, sometimes things happen and people get in accidents or get sick or whatever. So I hope that, well, I don't hope that's the case. I don't hope that this person was in an accident or sick. I hope that they're okay and they just forgot. Hey, by the way, you are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM at the same time. And also streaming, live streaming from KYRS.org. Now, I spent about an hour today coming with questions to ask this person. And this person's also a comedian. So I had a lot of their bits. I had a lot of their bits loaded up to play as well. So we're going to be doing some scrambling here because, this just happened. And so I don't think I'm going to play their comedy bits because, well, you'd probably be able to figure out who that person was, and I don't want to make anybody feel bad. So why don't we just go ahead and play some music now? And Dana just had put an eyeball. It's in an eye socket. It's an eyeball.
I didn't think of that.
Right. It's an eyeball in a socket. Like a light socket. And if it only lit up, Dana, that'd be great. But it's watching me. And I can interview the eyeball, I suppose. You know, this would be, this would be a thing for improv, right? I mean, because we were going to talk improv today. Hi, Mr. Eyeball. Oh, okay. I'm not going to do improv. I wouldn't subject you to that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to play some music and then I'm going to load up my 20 minute after the hour stuff and 40 minute after the hour stuff. And maybe this person is running late and we can do, I was very excited to talk to him too, but oh well, you know, somebody I haven't met before. And that's because you guys are used to, you know, I have sort of like the regulars who come on and it's old home week and, oh, Mabe's in another play or there's another play going on here, whatever. But this person I haven't met. I haven't met this person. And he's a comedian and works at the Blue Door. And I probably gave too much info. But anyway, I hope he's okay. And let's play some music and then I'll be back and I'm going to play some of the other songs I had loaded up because I thought that it would be, they'd be good. Let's start off with some Monty Python. And this, if this doesn't make you just run away from your radio, you are a very stalwart, wonderful person. Here we go.
I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, no matter where they've been. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, but only when they're green. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, no matter where they've been. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, but only when they're green. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. That is what I said. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, but not when they are red. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. That is what he said. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, but not when they are red. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, although my name's not Bamba. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. Oh, God.
Some folks like sweets and honey, and weather bright and sunny. Well, it takes all kinds of people to make a world. It's kooky and it's zany, not to like it when it's rainy. But it takes all kinds of people to make a world. I only go out walking when it's dark as pitch. The kind of night that's oh so right for man or witch. It's positively eerie when folks are bright and cheery. Well, it takes all kinds of people to make a world. It's positively eerie when folks are bright and cheery. Well, it takes all kinds of people. Yes, very funny people. It takes all kinds of people to make a world.
Well, we just played Still No Guest. Still No Guest. Maybe this is an improv exercise for me. It could be. It could be. And I am improvising at this point. And helping me improvise was Monty Python with Traffic Lights. Now, what a catchy tune. What a catchy tune. Probably could be made into a musical based just on that song. And then we also had Takes All Kinds of People. And who was that sung by? Well, it was sung by Herman Munster. That's who. A little dipping a little bit into the Halloween vibe. It's only a couple months away. And, you know, this guy that I was going to interview today, he does music, the comedy, musical comedy stuff, you know. And so that's what kind of got me on this frame of mind of doing this, of playing musical comedy stuff. And so I've got some of that. Believe me, I'm going to have a whole heck of a lot more, because I always load up about 14 minutes worth of music or so, because, you know, in case I have a guest that just answers in one word when I ask a question, so I can say, hey, let's listen to some music. And 14 minutes is a lot of music for a 55-minute show. So I thought that should be enough. But when you don't have a guest show up, you need a lot more music. So let me tell you about some other stuff that's going on. Right now, a couple projects. I'm working on a bunch of projects. But one is with my friends Pam and Eve, and it is a recounting of women's experiences of running from the Capitol on January 6th as the insurrectionists took over. And it was a project, I think, done by a group called the 19, and they asked congressional women to recount their experiences. Well, of course, only the Democrats applied to that, or replied to that. And there was only 23 of them that replied to it. So another group took these accounts and then had actresses portray them on video. Well, we're doing the same thing here, but we're doing it in Spokane. And some people are actually actors and some are just, you know, friends who are interested. And everybody did a great job. So that'll be a full-length video, which I'm editing. And then I'm going to break that into smaller segments. And we'll play parts of that on the air during here on KYRS. So don't be surprised you hear some chanting and ominous music. And then a nice woman talking about having to run for her life. That's what's going on. And so that's pretty cool. And then my friends at the Spokane Shakespeare Society, we've been talking about doing some radio Shakespeare, and they have these 30-minute adaptations of plays. So these would be really cool. If you want to sound erudite and you're at a party and somebody says, you know, Julius Caesar was a great play by Shakespeare, then you can like talk about it. Well, maybe Julius Caesar isn't a good example because you kind of know what happens in that one. But let's say The Tempest. Are you familiar with The Tempest? If you aren't, then you could listen to this 30-minute play and basically, you know, be an expert on it. And we would record that and then put sound effects in and make it fun for about a half an hour and maybe come in and talk about it. So that's a couple of like professional projects. I've got my other projects. I did my free art giveaway. That went well. Got Haiku Friday going every Friday. I'm working on my religious Sasquatch stuff. Right now, I'm doing a series of paintings based on emergency room paintings. My mom, who's been very sick and injured, was in the ER, and she really hated this painting that she saw. And so I thought, gosh, you know, it'd be fun. Is to take this and paint a version of this painting. It actually was an intriguing painting to me because I don't know why she hated it so much. It was odd. There was an odd use of space in it, but I thought it was actually kind of beautiful. But then I have a friend on the inside who's going to take pictures of rooms in the ER. So if any of you listeners are in the emergency room and you know, fading in and out of consciousness, think about sending me a snapshot of the art that's in your emergency room that you're hopefully, you know, take that camera out and try to focus, wipe the blood off of it and take a picture for me. And then I'll add that to my collection. I had a catchy name for it, but I can't remember. And it wasn't e-art. I thought, oh, maybe that was it. No, that wasn't it. It was something better than that. But so that's a project too. Yeah, I do a lot of crazy, crazy stuff all the time. My wife tolerates me and loves me. Believe it or not, she loves me. And so why don't we do, you know, I've yakked enough now. We're going to break into some more music now that we've done Traffic Lights. I won't play that one again, maybe ever. And maybe I'll play it during our pledge week and tell people give me money for the station. That would do it, huh? Okay, let's play some more. Let's play some Flight of the Conchords. And then, maybe a little Richard Cheese after that. And then I've got to start thinking about loading up some more music. All right, here we go. Here is some Flight of the Conchords.
I'm the mother flipping rhinoceros. My beasts are fat and the birds are on my back and I'm horny.
I'm horny.
If you choose to proceed, you will indeed concede. Cause I hit you with my flow, the wild rhyme will stampede. I'm not just wild, I'm trained, domesticated. I was raised by a rapper and writer that dated and subsequently procreated. That's how it goes. Here's the hip hop hippopotamus, the hip hop hippo.
They call me the hip hop hippopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
Sometimes our rhymes are polite, and I thank you for dinner, Miss Wright. That was very delicious. Good night. Sometimes they're obscene, like a pornographic dream. NC-17 with ladies in a stream of margarine. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. some margarine.
They call me the hip-hopopotamus. Flows that glow like phosphorus. Popping off the top of this esophagus. Rocking this metropolis. I'm not a large water-dwelling mammal. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that perchance? Steve.
My rhymes and records, they don't get played. Because my records and rhymes, they don't get made. And if you rap like me, you don't get paid. And if you roll like me, you don't get laid.
My rhymes are so potent that in this small segment I made all of the ladies in the area pregnant. Yeah, sometimes my lyrics are sexist, but you lovely bitches and hoes should know I'm trying to correct this.
Other rappers dismay, say my rhymes are sissy. Why
exactly?
What? Why?
Be more constructive with your feedback, please. Why?
Why? Why? Cause I rap about reality. Like me and my grandma drinking a cup of tea. There ain't no party like my nana's tea party. Hi, ho. I'm the mother flippin'.
Who's the mother flippin'?
I'm the mother flippin'.
To change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, look at yourself and make that change. Na 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 na. Shaman, ho. Ladies and gentlemen, on the piano, Mr. Bobby Ricotta. Could have been any clearer. What world, better place? Look, self, make that change.
Yes, let's make that change. For those of you joining me right now, I was said to have all set to have somebody from the Blue Door Comedy Club. Blue Door Theater, that's the name of it, not Comedy Club, Blue Door Theater, and they were going to come in, and we were going to talk about their comedy career, and because they are also a comedian, and also what's going on at the Blue Door. That was the plan. That was the plan. So now I'm improving right here, right now, doing improv-y things like playing music. Dana left an eyeball. Just as an eyeball, and he put it in a light socket, a porcelain light socket, and it's looking at me right now in the studio, and it is kind of funny because he said he didn't make the connection between the light socket, but I thought, that's the brilliance of genius, Dana, that you would think of that. You just did it. You didn't have to think about it. So, I've picked out some songs. I'll be loading them up after the 20-minute, after the hour stuff. And that's it. I could do a puppet show right now. I could do a puppet, marionettes or sock puppets. And and everything in between. Why not? So there we go. I hope you are all good today, staying warm and safe and, enjoying yourselves. And I'm just talking here. All right, let's do some promos and whatnot. And I'm going to be reading some promos too. So everybody's going to like that. All right, here we
go.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Micah from The Witching Hour, and I'm here with good news. This December 16th from 7 to 11 p.m., come see Uh-Oh and the Oh-Wells, the Wow-Wows, and the Sifters. Brought to you by Brick West Brewing, with help from our friends at the library. It's the KYRS Live at the Library Winter Series. Admission will be free. Donations will be welcome. Come on down.
Your radio station, KYRS, actively supports the diversity of the Spokane area, celebrating the many voices that make up our region. Our volunteer-run station hosts a variety of shows that feature otherwise unheard perspectives and opinions. In a sense, KYRS is working against institutional racism, sexism, homophobia, and other forms of oppression simply by existing in opposition to mainstream media. Please make a pledge today by texting Give KYRS to the number 44321. Your support keeps KYRS operating during a time when our community needs free and open media the most.
Okay, looks like I had texts. Oh, let me look again, because I did have one more to put on here, and that was the live and local calendar. And I don't, there we go. Let's do some live and local, shall we?
Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m.
All right, let's do some live and local right now.
KYRS is grateful for the many listeners who have donated.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for September 2nd through the 5th. Monday, open mic with Benjamin Oscar and Ben 10 at the Red Room, Shady Angels and Ivory Days at J-Bones Musicland, Pig Out in the Park with Loudmouth, Costa La Vista, Jake Rozier and The Implication, and many others, and open mic at Live Entertainment. Monday and Tuesday, open jam at Jackson Street. Tuesday, the Ronaldos at the Osprey. Wednesday, open mic at the Downtown Spokane Central Library, Rock the Nest with Wyatt Wood, Christopher Anderson, and Daniel Hall at Kendall Yards, Land of Voices at the Osprey, the Jackson Roldkin Trio at Zola, Porcelain Tongue, Bailey Allen Baker, and Fossil Fire, Fossil Blood at the Big Dipper, Lucas Brown, Tyler Eli, and Madria at Pacific Avenue Pizza, open mic with Derek Hart at the Checkerboard, and open jam at the Red Room. Thursday, Kyle Richards at Arborcrest, Carson Rhodes at Iron Horse, and the Jared Hall Quartet at Emma Roos. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane every Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
Spectrum Center and the Northwest Business Alliance are hosting Out in the Park, September 21st from noon until 4 at Mission Park, 1208 East Mission Avenue, Spokane. The Queer Family Fun Day will feature a pickleball tournament, a bounce castle, face painting, vendors, button making, booths, artisan, and community resources. Details online at Spectrum Center's Facebook page. Yes, 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 indeed. So I have been loading up some more music so I can play that, because, like I said, my guest is not here. I was scrambling for a guest yesterday, and lo and behold, the first person that picked it, I said, let's go, that'd be great. Hopefully he's okay. I hope he's okay, because he sounded like, sounded like he was going to be here. Well, he said he was going to be here. Let's not sugarcoat it, okay? All right, so let's play some more music, shall we? Let's play a little bit more of Flight of the Conchords, because the person I was going to interview, let me back up. The person I was going to interview also does comedy in a musical vein where they play, and when I saw some of his very funny stuff, It reminded me of some of the Flight of the Conchords stuff. Okay, here we go. This is one that Justin, my driver, and I, we would sing in the fire engine when we were driving around, usually coming back from a call. You know, we would sing a lot of Flight of the Conchords together over our headsets. And yes, that's what we're doing in fire engines when you see us drive by. Coming back to the station, going to a call, it's all about business. But okay, here we go. Let's listen to
Deutsch.
Here we go.
The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the rope. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We use poisonous gases. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots will buy people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic.
Because silence. Destroy him.
After time, we grew strong.
Developed cognitive power.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to shut
their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We used poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001
are.
Again, without emotion, the humans are dead.
Oh, that was Flight of the Conchords, and I had a little panic attack because I thought they might have said something bad on there, but it was Motherboarding Systems Down. Whew. They made me. I guess that's their point of what they do. Their comedy is they make you a little bit nervous that they're saying a naughty word, but they don't. So that was cool. And why don't we just continue with some more fun music as I scramble here because I don't have a guest. Oh, poor me. Here we go. Let's listen to another Let's listen to some Spike Jones and the City Slickers. Why not? This is one of my favorites. Here we go.
My old flame, I can't even think of her name. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Even think of her name. I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye. That eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. Some who took me up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. Wait, what was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Moe, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Moe. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to my own flame.
That was Spike Jones and the City Slickers. That got, with my old flame, that got kind of a little dark at the end, didn't it? You know, I don't remember that as a kid. I don't remember being, I guess maybe I've become more sensitive in my old age. Listening to Dr. Demento back in 1975, 74, somewhere in there. And this was one of my favorites. When this would come on the Dr. Demento top 10 list, oh my goodness, was I happy. So again, we are just doing a show as we go along. I'm improvising a show. Why am I improvising a show? Because I was going to have somebody from the Blue Door Improv Theater and they didn't come today. So I am improvising. I guess it's a lesson in improv. It might be like a Buddhist master type thing, or maybe a martial art Mr. Miyagi type thing, where I'm now learning the art of improv by not having a guest from Blue Door Improv. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Why don't we play? I think we've got time for maybe one more song, and then I'm going to do my 40-minute after-the-hour stuff. And let's see what we have here. I've been busy loading up stuff. Hopefully it makes sense. Oh yeah, here we go. Let's do a little bit of the producers. This was another favorite. This may not be from the movie. I'm not sure. This may be from the Broadway play, but let's find out, shall we?
Germany was having trouble. What a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
We looked around and then we found the man for you and me. And now it's
springtime for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay.
We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Winter for Poland and France.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Come on, Germans, go into your dance.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Be stupid, be a smarty, come and join the Nazi party.
That's kind of fun now because, you know, for the last few years, we're feeling confident that we can maybe laugh at Nazis again. interesting part of an interesting time we're going through, that's for sure. But we're hoping that we can be laughing at Nazis again. That would be nice. And, you know, I've been watching Hogan's Heroes lately, and I have to say it really does stand up. It stands the test of time. Say that. And you know, it's interesting because in Hogan's Heroes, now I'm a Hogan's Heroes nerd kind of, but quite a few of the folks who started Hogan's Heroes, the Germans, fought in World War II. And in fact, LeBeau, and they were Jewish, like Werner Klimper, who played Colonel Klink, John Banner, who played Sergeant Schultz, they were Jewish. And, they both fought in World War II, and LeBeau, the Frenchman, a little French prisoner of war, he was actually in a Nazi death camp. So, but, you know, he showed up for Hogan's Heroes and spread the mirth. I don't know about Major Hochstetter or General Burkhalter. That may be that. I'll tell you what, I'll get on it. I'll research it. But, well, by golly, it's 4:40. And, you know, I have a confession to make. I was supposed to at 4:20 now. We've changed it where I actually read my underwriter, which is Boots Bakery. They changed that to 4:20, and now I'm back in the old habit of doing it 4:40 because I'm scrambling here. I don't think I'd be that good at improv. I thought I was good in the fire department because, you know, no one was expecting improv. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition or improv. You probably didn't expect that if you tuned in today, but let's do our 4:40 stuff, and then we'll be right on back. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to some friendly messages.
KYRS is grateful for the many listeners who have donated their vehicles to us. You can join them by donating your unwanted car, truck, minivan, motorcycle, and more. Vehicles are picked up free of charge, sold, and the proceeds help KYRS bring you the programs you know and love. It's easy to donate your vehicle, and it's tax deductible. Just call our toll-free line to arrange a free pickup. 855-KYRS-CAR. That's 855-597-7227.
Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. for Solidarity Spokane, the Inland Northwest's local labor hour, hosted by Cat Sabotage, elevating the voices of everyday workers and worker organizations, fighting for your rights in the workplace and fostering community solidarity. Join us here to reclaim control over your own destiny by reclaiming the conditions and products of your labor. That's Mondays at 4 p.m. here on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio. An injury to one is an injury to all.
I like that little part. And you know, how was everybody's Labor Day? You know, one of the things I did talk about on this Labor Day business was to tune in to Cat Sabotage, because he just does a bang up job of discussing labor issues. Okay, you thought you'd distract me, but you're not, because I'm going to do this. Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. And yes, indeedy, we are... Like I've said about a million times so far, we are improvising a show right now, right in front of your very eyes, because I had spent a lot of time coming up with questions for my guest. Do you want to hear the kind of questions I was going to ask? Because they were good questions. They were good questions. Okay, here we go. I'll tell you the questions. Are you all settled in there now at the Blue Door? I see you're doing shows at the lumber yard and the grain shed. What's that about? Do you guys have a name? I mean, like the Groundlings, you know? Are you the Blue Dorians? And I was going to look up the Andorians, because I think in Star Trek they were blue. So I thought that would be kind of a funny segue. What changes have you made to the facility, the milk bottle place? Do you have any showcases coming up? Let's see. Oh, and then we're going to talk about the kids' classes, because I have a nephew or a grandson that would just be dynamite in there. And so we're going to talk about the kids' class. I was going to tell a funny story about my grandson. We made an old man mask, and he held up traffic as he crossed the street and basically at a snail's pace crossed it with this old man mask on. And he's that kind of kid. And then adults, you know, like intro to improv and stuff like that. And improv jams, what is that? And then you've got Improv the Musical. It's just all stuff. I looked at the website. And then classes that are coming up. But what about these gift cards? I was going to ask about that. And if you're at Lumberyard, can you have a beer? or Lumber Beard. Can you have a beer at Lumber Beard when you're watching the show? And I was going to talk about the shows, and I was going to let him make the plugs for it, because that's what you do in radio. You let your guest make the plugs. And then I was going to talk about his comedy career. You know, I was going to say, how did you get started? And then, of course, because this is what I do, I need to talk about myself. And so I was going to talk about some of my comedy stylings that I used to do as a character called Mr. Uke. And I had like a ukulele with a Mr. Yuck sticker on it, but instead of his tongue sticking out, it was a ukulele. And I wrote some novelty songs and I would perform those, and then the YouTube's still up there on YouTube, I think. Haven't looked in years. I was going to ask, did the Flight of the Conchords influence you at all in your musical stylings? I was going to say, also, your songs are about 2 minutes 30 seconds. I always understood that to be about the sweet spot for a song. Is that true? I've got the eyeball looking at me, looking like he wants to jump in here on the desk. But so I was going to ask about that. I was going to ask, why is it that music and comedy work so well together? Like Eric Idle in Monty Python has great songs, and stand-up improv. What's the relationship between those two? See what a great show this would have been. Is Spokane a great place for material? I kind of would think it would be. And besides musical stuff, what kind of comedy do you like to do? Does TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, does it make it better or worse for a comedian these days? I was going to say, in high school, I was kind of a bit of a class clown. Yes, I was, believe it or not. And although I was very shy, I kind of alternated between being shy and being a class clown. Sometimes I would whisper funny things so other people could say them. I was kind of like a writer, or like a comedy writer. But Mr. Knott, my math teacher, always told me that, back then my name was John. He'd say, hey, John, you know what? There are a lot of unemployed comedians. That was kind of his line. That's sort of a thing we did. And then I would ask, you know, again, how do people get tickets for the show? All that stuff. So this is what could have happened, but didn't happen. Instead, you're listening to me play music, which I think it's good music. I don't think there's any problem with it. And so we're going to keep on going here. Let's see. So we just did Springtime for Hitler. Let's do some more Monty Python. Well, and this one is, let's do a more popular Monty Python thing. Why drag the show further into the mud than it is? Here's Monty Python with a spam.
Morning. Well, what you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 bakery, spam, 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 spam. Or lobster thermidor crevettes with the bolognese sauce served in the Provençal manner with shallots and aubergines garnished with truffle pate, brandy and a fried egg on top and spam.
Have you got anything without spam?
Well, the spam egg, sausage and spam. That's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Hasn't got as much spam in it as spam, egg, sausage and spam, has it?
Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then?
Yeah.
What do you mean, I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Bloody Vikings. You can't have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam.
I don't like spam.
Shh, dear, don't cause a fuss. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Well, could I have her spam instead of the baked beans, then?
You mean spam, 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 spam?
Space in her Goering says they'll never bomb this place. We hile, hile, right in her Goering space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world to order. Heil Hitler's world to order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the Fuhrer space when we bring to the world disorder.
When the Fuhrer says he is the master race, we heil, heil, right in the Fuhrer space. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so we heil, heil, right in the Fuhrer space. Fuhrer says, he is the master race. We heil, heil, right in the Fuhrer space. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace. So we heil, heil, right in the Fuhrer space.
Okay, that was fun. That was, we had some, let's see, we had Spam from Monty Python. That's the very, probably one of their biggest hit bits, I imagine, and it is—it's a great one to watch if you ever get a chance to watch it on Monty Python's Flying Circus. Wonderful, and yeah, and then we have Der Fuhrer's Face. We just played that again. Like I said, it's kind of fun. I think we're all feeling a lot of joy and a lot of hope that we can make fun of Nazis again. We could send them under the rocks from which they've crawled, and yeah. That's great. I think that, so hopefully these songs will, you know, put a pep in your step, as the kids say. And, you know, right. So right now, I think we're just going to close. It's 4:54. I'm going to play a song out, but just in case you thought that this improv thing that I was doing today, because my guest didn't show, was good. I think I'm going to ruin it all now with this Monty Python. Well, this is not a hit. This is not a hit. And, you know, here we go. Bye, everybody. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
Here comes another one. Here it comes again. Here comes another one. When will it ever end? I don't know, whatever it is, I've not
not seen one before. But here comes another one. And here comes a bunch of them. Here comes another one. Thank God I'm not having lunch with them.
That's it, is it?
Obviously, it would be better with a full orchestra.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it would.
Hug up recently in their marriage of political convenience made me think, boy, there's two who really do deserve each other. The only question is which one will betray the other first. My money is on Musk. Yes, Trump has built his entire career on the art of high-profile betrayals, from real estate scams to marriages. But Elon's crass duplicity is even more naked. Please excuse that image. He routinely shifts his core beliefs from one rock-solid principle to the opposite, coldly turning on trusting partners and allies, all for personal gain. Take his 2022 denunciation of Joe Biden's climate change proposal, which promised massive support for the electric vehicles sold by Musk. Just 2 years earlier, the Tesla CEO had proclaimed himself to be super fired up about Joe's plan. But his ego got ruffled by some perceived slight by Biden, so he called for killing the entire climate initiative, smugly declaring Tesla didn't need public money. Ha! Far from being some bootstrap, up-from-nothing corporate genius, Musk is the fortunate son of a South African emerald dealer. He didn't create Tesla, he bought it, then enriched himself by extracting giant subsidies from American taxpayers and ruthlessly cheating workers and suppliers. Tesla's first factory was built with $500 million federal dollars. He's been milking a public regulatory fund for years, taking $9 billion so far. Each car he sells gets up to $7,500 in federal subsidy, and he continues to draw about $1 billion a year in tax breaks from that Biden law he condemned. This is Jim Hightower saying, Musk says it's all ethical because the money is there for the taking. Yeah, and so is his integrity. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
This is KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, heard at 88.1 and 92.3 on your FM dial, as well as worldwide on the internet at kyrs.org.
KYRS, Medical Lake, and K222BG, Dartford, 88.1 FM, 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio.
The following program was pre-recorded.
This is Democracy Now!
I think after what happened yesterday morning when we hear about the six bodies that came back, I think everybody feel like they have to do something.
Hundreds of thousands of Israelis, including family members of hostages, take to the streets of Israel to demand Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accept a ceasefire deal with Hamas. We'll go to Tel Aviv to speak with Israeli peace activist Yonatan Zeigen, son of Canadian-Israeli peace activist Vivian Silver, killed on October 7th. We'll also talk to Haaretz columnist Gideon Levy. Then, over 10,000 hotel workers go on strike across the United States to demand raises, fair workloads, and respect.